Welcome to Partially Derivative, the show about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data science. And today we have a sad episode, a sort of sad episode, I guess.
Yeah. Because it's the end of an era. It's the end. There's some sadness and some hope.
There is. So with me today is Jonathan is back on the podcast for this with a special episode. And the reason that it is special and both sad and hopeful about the future is that this will be the last podcast of this format. I guess the last episode of this format that we will be doing. The, you know, something might happen in the future, but this is the last one where you will have the three of us sitting around talking about the latest data science news. It is an end of an era, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think we've been doing it this way for a long time. You know, I mean, I granted, I've been on a little bit of a sabbatical, but the it's been like 2.5 years that we've been sitting around drinking beer sometimes, talking about data science stories and making silly jokes. So something is coming to a close, I think, for sure. But like you pointed out, the show is going on. We're going to try out kind of a new format, a new thing. But at the moment, yeah, it won't be the three of us, which is probably a little sad. Hopefully for the listeners, it's sad. If I can hear you out there clapping and cheering, anybody who's doing that, you just know that I'm scowling at you.
Yep.
People who are applauding this.
So yeah, I think the big question that is probably going through all the listeners is why. Right? Like, why would you stop this incredibly successful, awesome format that you have?
I don't know that anybody is really thinking that in particular, but let's pretend. Let's pretend that everybody like grasped at their, you know, their iPhone and just went, why?
You know, and so this is Jonathan might have his own answer, but this would be my answer. Is that, you know, when we sort of started this podcast 2.5 years ago, many, many, many episodes, there was basically no data science or machine learning podcast out there. And we thought there should be one. And so we made one. But, we are not full-time podcasters. We are not professional podcasters in any way. We are active people working in the data space. We have jobs, we start companies, we do all these things. And then this is this thing that we do on the side. And for me, at least, as time moved on, it became harder and harder and harder to sort of carve out a chunk of the week to record it and edit it and post it and answer questions and like all this kind of stuff that as you could see, like, I think for most visitors or most listeners, you know, for a long time, there was three of us on, and then there became like two of us, and then like one, two, as like people were busy going out and doing different things. So, you know, it became sort of time to sort of call it what it is and release it to the world, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like a good thing to do to bring everybody together and talk about data science and like demystify, I think, some of the, you know, like 2.5 years ago when we started this thing, I think it was still the idea of a data scientist was like the oracle on the hill who used spreadsheets to hand down like predictions about the future. And a lot of that's changed. Like those barriers have come down. I think it's a lot easier to understand what data scientists do and why they matter. It's just, it's a lot more commonplace now. And there just isn't, I don't know. I think it feels like in a way, you know, I would just like to maybe unfurl a banner and say something like mission accomplished, you know, nothing ominous about that. Nothing. No, but seriously, I think I agree. Like, you know, we had something that we wanted to do. I think we went out and did it. And then at the point where it's more time consuming to try and fit three people's calendars together than it is to actually record the episode, maybe that's time. Maybe that's a sign that everybody's just, you know, kind of wrapped up in other things. And I agree, you know, we can put a bow on it and move on to the next phase of nerdy podcasting and see what comes next.
Yeah, I mean, I think like, you know, so we even put out an episode in 2 weeks, and I definitely spent that time trying to figure out if there was some kind of structure that would work, right? Like if there was some kind of way that would work with our sort of schedules, maybe like solos, you know, like that solo episodes and that kind of stuff. But it's just, it's so hard, and all of us are becoming increasingly busy. it's just if we continued in this format, the episode quality would just, I think the episode quality would drop a lot. And I just don't want that to happen. I'd rather it just not existed than like some half-hearted like iPhone recording as I walk down the street or something like that.
Yeah, totally. So, and hopefully, I think everybody maybe has had their fill. I mean, let's be real. There are a lot of episodes to go back and listen to, and most of them are still just as bad as they were the first time you heard them when we recorded them. So any sense of loss, you just remember how ridiculous and frivolous the show has been this whole time. Like, just remind yourself of that. No, but in all seriousness, this has been a lot of fun. I think the coolest thing about it has been how like awesome the listeners have been about like emailing us with questions and pinging us over Twitter and all the people who came on the show and spent their time answering questions, screwing around with us, really helping. What we wanted to do was just say, like, hey, here are people doing this job, and now you can all hear from them. Now you can say, like, this is what it means to be kind of a data scientist out there in the world working on stuff. So hopefully, I don't know, I think that's really cool for me. And I hopefully all the listeners who are listening to this right now know that really thank you for being a part of this for so long. This has been really awesome. So all joking aside, this has been pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that I completely agree. And I will echo, you know, Vidya's statement since she couldn't be here, that, you know, when we started this, like, I have a very specific memory of when we had 200 listeners. Like, I remember, and I was like, 200 people are listening to this thing. And now the number is, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people are listening to this. You know, it has been so amazing to get to record this, to get to, you know, have an opinion on things that, you know, people are going to listen to. I mean, me and Jonathan have actually been recognized on the street based on our voices, which again is weird, but it was cool. Like, I like that. And I, you know, and it, this whole thing is impossible without the listeners, because then I'm just recording, you know, if no one was listening to this, I'd just be recording into a box and it wouldn't make any sense. But like, it has been such a great experience to go out and meet people who do it and talk to the practitioners and talk to listeners and get these incredibly high quality emails from people who absolutely care about what we talk about and want us to, you know, see this new resource that they found or see this additional topic or this area and say, hey, what about this episode? What about writing about this? All that kind of stuff. I don't know. I've never really experienced anything like this, and it is definitely going to be a treasured memory.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's just been fun. I mean, it's been super fun to do this with you and Vid and to have an opportunity just to hang out and chat with each other. to be honest, like, it's been really cool to carve out that time. So thanks to you both. Thanks to everybody who listened. Thanks to everybody who was on the show. And while this sounds like a goodbye, because in a way it is, a goodbye to, you know, to an era, a goodbye. but we'll do something else. I think the Partially Derivative will be back. It might be a couple weeks. It might be a month. We'll see how long it takes to put the next thing together. But I think it'll be really fun. I think everybody will be into it. And I'll still be there. But yeah, the changing guard.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, I think I'm so... This is the thing. So me and Vid are gonna step back and not gonna be on it anymore. Jonathan has this inkling of a thing that might be super cool, and, you know, I think it'll take a while. So I wouldn't unsubscribe, but I also wouldn't like constantly be refreshing the phone for it to happen. It'll happen when it happens. But I'm excited to see what he runs with it. So, but I will be, you know, from now on, I'll be a subscriber to Partially D, not a host of the show.
Yeah. So there it is.
All right. So, Jonathan, how should we end this era right now?
Well, depending on when you caught up with the show, you, the listener, you may remember that early on, and by that I mean like really for like a year and a half, we used to drink while we did these. And then ultimately, you know, we were drinking a little bit too much in the afternoon and it started to feel a little weird. And so we stopped drinking all the time when we recorded. But to throw back to the beginning, Chris, when it was just you and I with crappy laptop microphones and a warm beer on a Thursday afternoon, I think we should go out of this the way we went into it. I think we should take a shot. What do you say?
All right. I have prepared this one. I do have a shot ready.
Wait, what? It's almost as if it was a little bit less spontaneous than I made out. all right, cool. Cheers, Chris.
Cheers. All right. Here we go.
There it is.
That was a fitting end to the era. To all our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. There will be cool things happening in the future on this exact same podcast. My personal thanks to all of you. I know Vid would say the exact same thing. Huge thanks to every single one of the listeners. See you around, guys.
Yeah. See everybody. Thanks for listening.